From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. On today's program, we have two pieces of chamber music for you. We'll begin with the third piano trio, that is, scored for piano, violin, and cello, of Ludwig van Beethoven, part of the collection of three piano trios titled Opus 1. The works performed for the first time in 1793 at the home of Prince Lichnowsky, to whom the pieces are dedicated, published in 1795. Although this is titled Opus 1, these are by no means Beethoven's first published works. That honor goes to the Dressler Variations. The work is in four movements. It's performed here by the iconic cellist Pablo Casals, with violinist Sándor Vech and pianist Mieczysław Morzalski.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Piano Trio No. 3 in C minor of Ludwig van Beethoven, as performed by cellist Pablo Casals, violinist Sándor Weig, and pianist Mieczysław Mursawski. Recorded in performance at Beethoven House, Bonn, West Germany, probably during the 1960s. We don't have any specific dates for these performances, or for that matter, for this release. A nice 3-LP set released on Philips probably in the early 1970s. The album also contains Beethoven's 6th piano trio in B-flat major, his sonata for cello and piano in F major, and Franz Schubert's string quintet in C major. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit my blog and website for more info about the show. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program 1614. We'll turn to the music of Antonín Dvořák for our final offering this hour. We'll hear his 12th string quartet in F major, opus 96, nicknamed the American Quartet. Dvořák composed this piece in the summer of 1893 while he was taking some time away from his position as director of the National Conservatory in New York City. He spent much of the summer of 1893 in Spillville, Iowa. At the time, that town was home to a large Czech immigrant community. The piece is heavily inspired by American folk music, including African-American folk songs. This work is in four movements and is performed here by the Amadeus Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dvorak's String Quartet No. 12, The American Quartet, as performed by the members of the Amadeus Quartet from an early 60s Deutsche Grammophon LP, which also contains the String Quartet in B-flat major, Opus 67 of Johannes Brahms. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.